You're listening to West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Marlene McMichael. Coming up, Gordon Evans interviews Paolo Del Vecchio, the director of the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Center for Mental Health. Del Vecchio speaks in Kalamazoo on Thursday about his work and his own experience with trauma and addiction. But first, we talk about the need for affordable housing. Today, we hear from two officials with Open Doors Kalamazoo, a nonprofit that's not only providing affordable housing, but support services to help its residents overcome financial and other obstacles in order to avoid future homelessness. Welcome to West Southwest. Introduce yourselves.
My name is Stephanie Hoffman, and I'm Deputy Director at Open Doors Kalamazoo.
My name is Erica Lee, and I'm the Programs Manager with Open Doors Kalamazoo.
I was reading that Kalamazoo Public Schools has the most homeless students in the state. That came from a study that was released in February from the University of Michigan. It found that 7% of Kalamazoo's student population is homeless, more than double the state average. Ms. Hoffman, can you break that down for us?
Housing has been an issue within this city and state and around the country. You know, our community read this year was a book called Evicted by Matt Desmond, and that really magnified the issue of homelessness within our country. In Kalamazoo, our city's community planning and economic development department has said that we are at least 3,000 units of affordable housing short within our own community. And to me, that is astounding because this is one of the most resourceful cities, one of the most people-driven and service-minded cities within our state.
What factors in the city of Kalamazoo that honestly I'm sure are not unique, but what factors here are leading to families becoming homeless?
Some of the things that are happening is there's just a housing shortage, period, within Kalamazoo. So when you tack on affordability for low-income earning or low-income families, that's another barrier. Another barrier is people who have had hiccups in their past with their credit score or with a criminal background, a minor charge. All those things can contribute to a family or individual's ability to become homeless very quickly.
You're on the solution end of this. Ms. Hoffman, tell us about that.
So I'm going to give you this beautiful, beautiful story. I love Open Doors. We have been around since 1970, and we've been working with homeless young adults since then. Our founders had this idea that the church needed to come out and really begin to find out what the people needed. Not this top-down mindset, but one that let them tell us what they need, and then maybe we can figure it out together. And we have been able to continue with that tradition and with that foundational setting. We believe that building relationships to overcome homelessness is key to who we are as an organization. We do that by providing housing, employment solutions, by encouraging our shelter guests and residents to continue with their education. And one of the key pieces for us is for persons who are in recovery to live a sober life. So those pillars within that make us very successful in our work, and we cannot do it without the relationship piece.
I understand you offer some and manage actual housing stock.
Yes, we currently own and maintain and operate 101 units of affordable housing throughout Kalamazoo. That 101 units represents about 22 buildings. And so we're everywhere from the north all the way down going south. We have everything from studio apartments to shared housing to a few single family homes that young moms and families are encouraged to live and start thriving.
You also operate something called The Next Door. That's a homeless shelter for women. And then you have something called The Open Door, and that's a shelter for men. Beds for 6 individuals in each one. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's where we really, really founded ourselves at. Our goal is to serve at least 6 individuals within our shelter program. And we have that number 6 because it's more intentional when we're talking about building new relationships with our shelter guests. That's where our heart's desire is, in that relationship piece from the shelter. In our shelter program, our guests have to be willing to, 1, go to work. You have to go to work. You have to be willing to relinquish your paychecks. There's no fee to stay with Open Doors or at the next door. However, we want to help you set up financial management skills and discern what's a want versus a need. The whole goal is that people will go to work, save money, and be able to transition out of housing into affordable housing, a permanent place to call home.
You're listening to WMUK's West Southwest. Our guests are Stephanie Hoffman and Erica Lee, Deputy Director and Programs Manager from Open Doors Kalamazoo. Open Doors helps homeless individuals and families get back on their feet by providing affordable housing and support services.
How long can an individual stay in your homeless shelters?
They can stay as long as they need to. So for some, that may be 30 days. For others, it could be 8 months.
How do people get connected with your program? Is it through referral? What threshold of criteria do they have to meet to get into your program?
So it's kind of tricky because affordable housing is so necessary. We maintain a waiting list every day, all day. We only accept applications once a year in August for a 10-day period. Last year, when we opened up that 10-day window, we had 200 people come in for applications.
How many available units? At that time,
we didn't have any available units.
So they went on a waiting list.
Yes.
Clearly, you're having some success. Tell us about that.
You know, success can be determined in a myriad of ways, right? So when you think about our shelter guests coming in, you have a young woman or a young man who comes in, does not have a GED or high school diploma, but has been clean for 6 months, starts to work. For us, that's success. When they leave the shelter program and they got that GED or they got that high school diploma, for us, we check that off as a huge success. When we talk about our residence community for working people and families being able to come in, build partnership with us. At our place, we don't tell them what they need to do. We ask them, our program manager, Erica, she'll say, you know, what's your dream job? What are your goals? What do you want to do? And they tell us what they want to do. And then we build a plan around that with them. And so one of the beautiful people who transitioned out this past year was a man who had been incarcerated for over 10 years. He had a history of going back and forth to prison and drug abuse, but he came to Open Doors, and within 2 years, he was able not only to secure permanent employment, but he purchased his first house. And for us, that's a win.
I know on your website, I saw a figure that said on average, 2/3 of your guests are able to find employment and save for future housing and maintain their sobriety. And that was quite impressive. But you mentioned Erica Lee earlier. So I'd like to transition to her because she's sitting right here. You started out as a guest and now you're on staff. What's your story that you'd like to share?
So I was introduced to the Next Door Shelter for Women in 2007. So I was 19 years old, and the world had a lot of problems and issues, and I was this perfect little being in the midst of madness, and the Next Door allowed me to see myself and to see that the problem was not outside, but it was some stuff going on with me that was causing all the destruction and chaos around me. So the Next Door wasn't a place just for me to lay my head. The Next Door was a place for me to be introduced to myself. Like I said, I was 19. I graduated from high school. I went off to a university, and within 3 months was removed from campus by the campus police, and had to come back home to Kalamazoo, stayed with one girlfriend, that didn't work out, stayed with another girlfriend, that didn't work out.
How did you find out about the program?
I had a girlfriend who went through the program, and she was able to secure housing. So for me, though, at 19, you don't think about going to a homeless shelter. But I reached a point where I was out of options.
What did the program do for you?
I thought I came to the next door because I didn't have anywhere to stay, but I was able to see that I ended up at the next door because I had stuff within me that I was not willing or able to deal with at that time. And so coming into the next door, not only was I able to save up money, secure employment, find a vehicle, but I was able to tap into some of that inner stuff that led me to the next door. So my anger issues, my rebellious spirit, my dislike for people to tell me what to do, you know, all of those things, I was able to see me, see my patterns, see my habits and say, oh, if I want something different, I have to be willing to do something different. It's easy to save money. It's easy to get a job. All of those things are easy. But in order to keep a job, that's where you have to really be able to look at yourself and say, whoa, if I encounter this situation, how can I utilize conflict resolution skills to keep my job and to keep my cool?
And how long after getting to the homeless shelter in 2007 did you actually join the staff?
So in 2007, I came to the shelter. I did not learn everything but just a few tools. And so I left the shelter and came back to the shelter in 2010. When I came back in 2010, I knew I was ready to do something different and really push the pedal to the metal and started making some huge changes. While I was in shelter, the shelter manager at the time was Stephanie Hoffman. And I told her, one day I want to do what you do. And that if I can affect one person's life like you did me, then I'm good. And so in 2012, I received a phone call asking me if I was still interested in working for the next door. And that's when I started as the next door shelter manager.
First of all, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
What is the annual budget?
Our annual budget right now is about 1.2. So a family of four can live in a two-bedroom apartment for about $6,000 a year. And we're able to do that because we have a wonderful development director and executive director who is very passionate about the people that we serve. In our shelter program, we provide everything necessary for our shelter guests, everything from toiletries to food. So we say that a guest will have at least two meals a day. And so that cost us anywhere from $150 to $300 a month for our shelter guests.
What are some ways that people can help your program if they were so interested? Obviously, I'm sure funds is something that you need, but is there other ways that people can help?
Absolutely. For those business owners and corporation owners who are seeking qualified, valuable, and resilient people, Open Doors, we serve so many people who just need a second, maybe a third chance when it comes to employment. Another thing that can be done is we're always looking for mentors and for our shelter programs for women and men. Someone from the outside can come and say the same thing, and all of a sudden, a light bulb goes off for our shelter guests and our residents. And so there are so many different ways. We have, again, 22 properties. So individuals who love doing yard work or gardening, we would love to see you come by and say, hey, I have some free time. I'm a master gardener, and I would love to help you improve the appearance of your properties.
Do you ever have need for items for the apartments?
Most definitely. When they have items that are able to come into the home with them, like a toaster or bedding, silverware, pots and pans, that's a huge financial burden that's lifted from them. So we do definitely accept those type of gifts.
Final thoughts, Ms. Hoffman?
What I would like everyone to know is that in our current environment within this country, it seems somewhat bleak. But there is wonderful, wonderful work happening in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Families are being transformed and they are securing housing and housing with support. The need is not going to go away, but together in this community, we can make a huge impact for the families that live within our community. They are valuable. This community is full of richness. And I appreciate you, Erlene, for having us on this morning.
You're welcome. And thank you, Stephanie Hoffman, the Deputy Director of Open Doors, Erica Lee, Program Manager for the Shelters Program at Open Doors, for joining us today on West Southwest.
Thank you.
Open Doors Kalamazoo is a nearly 50-year-old nonprofit that provides affordable housing and support services to help its residents overcome financial and other barriers to maintaining housing. For more information about Open Doors, go to WMUK.org. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.